Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Today on our monthly chat with Consumer Affairs Victoria, we're talking about financial counselling and what we need to look out for when asking for financial advice. And Nicole Rich is the Director of Consumer Affairs Victoria. Nicole, it's always great to have you on the program.
Thanks, Warren. It's great to be back.
Nicole, financial counselling, it's a very broad term, isn't it? What exactly does it encompass?
Yeah, it does. And sometimes it can be confused with other things as well. But, I mean, essentially, it's a wonderful, though sometimes little known service. Basically, financial counsellors provide free services. They're confidential, they're independent, and they're for people who might be doing it a bit tough with their finances, for people who might be at risk of financial hardship, struggling to pay bills and so on. They are professionals that can work with you on how you're going to tackle those issues, get your finances back on track, deal with debts and so on. So quite different from, say, a financial planner or a financial advisor. Yeah.
So it's not the sort of person, if you think, you know what, I've got a little bit of money stashed away and I want to know how to invest it. It's more about how do we get a little bit of help.
Exactly. And typically, like I said, they're a free and independent service, usually community-based, judgment-free as well. So, yeah, quite a different profession and, like I say, quite a wonderful, if little-known profession, which is why we're keen to get the word out.
Who can access financial counselling services? Can anyone?
Yeah, so look, any Victorian can ring up and seek some initial help, and then depending on your issues and your circumstances, you might be eligible for more help and casework and people sitting down and working with you. But absolutely, in the first instance, if you're in any need of this or thinking you want to talk to someone for no cost, and like I say, it's confidential and no judgment, anybody can ring to speak to an initial financial counsellor.
I love the idea of this because I find that, you know, some people can talk finance and you know how to budget and manage themselves quite well, but for some people it's like another language, isn't it? It's something that's completely strange, and to be able to get help to get out of a difficult situation, I think it's a great service. Who can access it?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, Warren. I think, in some cases people need a bit of help to get a budget together. I mean, particularly if you don't have a lot of spare money, you know, at the moment with the cost of living pressures that everyone's talking about, it's probably pretty understandable that a lot of people are starting to find budgets are even tighter. You might need a little bit of help with those sorts of things, or you might have got yourself into a little bit of trouble and need help sorting your way through. In some cases, people are like really good budgeters. It's just maybe there's not enough to go around, and financial counsellors can help you sort through that as well.
How do we find them, Nicole?
So, look, there's probably two really key ways in Victoria. So the first is there's a national debt helpline phone number that anybody can call. It's really easy. It's 1-800-007-007. So it's the James Bond phone number, 1-800-007-007. And they also have a central website for the National Debt Helpline, which is www.ndh, the National Debt Helpline, .org.au.
ndh.org.au. Do financial counsellors also assist with tax returns?
Yeah, so no, they don't. So this is where they're quite different from, you know, a tax professional or an accountant or an advisor or a financial planner. They don't do tax returns. They're not going to give you, you know, advice on where to make an investment or what kind of loans to take out. Should you get a loan or a debt consolidation, they're not going to provide advice on all of those sorts of things. But what they will provide you with is information, advice, and in some cases, you know, they'll support you to negotiate with creditors, or they'll stand up for you if you kind of need that on, arguing about debts and so on. They can do all of that sort of work, and that can be really, really important for people when you're in those situations. But there might be, you know, they can also make referrals to other services that are going to help you. They provide a lot of really important services.
We're chatting with Nicole Rich, the Director from Consumer Affairs Victoria, about financial counselling. Nicole, now, the Consumer Affairs Victoria have a financial counselling program. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. So we're one of the largest kind of funders for financial counselling in Victoria. So last year, we provided over $15 million to support financial counsellors to do their good work across the entire state, so as well as to help support the National Debt Helpline, which is essentially a really good way of finding a financial counsellor and stops you having to look around and figure out who your local financial counsellor is. They'll help you do that if you use that sort of central entry point. But just to note that there actually are local financial counsellors based across the state, so if people need to then go and see their local service, there will generally be one available whether you live in Melbourne or a country area. So that's why we're so committed to it. And of course, that Victorian government funding is one of the reasons why the service can be a free service. But just to reinforce again, the financial counsellors are not government staff members. They actually are, hired by not-for-profit community agencies out there in your local community. So they are independent of government. It's confidential. They're not going to share your information. In fact, it's really important with financial counselling that it is confidential and you can trust it so that you can, share honest information about your current circumstances.
And it's great to know that there is help there as well, Nicole. Who's eligible for the financial counselling under the Consumer Affairs Victoria Financial Counselling Program?
Yeah, so under our funded programs, look, as I said, everybody's eligible to receive some information, referrals to other services, a bit of advice, and the website also has really good information. So please don't try and, sort out whether you're eligible for more services. I think if you think you might need some help, make the call or visit the website. But then in some circumstances, people will be eligible for more in-depth support and advocacy. So the sorts of examples would be if people are particularly vulnerable to financial issues because of their personal circumstances, or they might be reliant on essential income or benefit for their income, or they might not be in work and not have income at the moment, or if you've been affected by family violence, then you'll generally be eligible for some support too. And we in fact have specialist financial counsellors that are able to work with people who have been affected by family violence as well, because unfortunately that can lead to other kinds of complex financial issues too, just as the nature of family violence. So again, there are specialist financial counsellors that can really help to work with people and families in those situations.
Now, Nicole, you also helped, well, the financial counselling program at the Consumer Affairs Victoria also helped victims of the October 2022 flood event. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, that's right. So, again, this might not always be well known, but unfortunately, sometimes in the community we've been affected by emergencies or disasters. So the floods last year are an example of that, and we had the terrible bushfires a few years ago, and we had a storm and really awful storm and flood event in Melbourne a couple of years ago, you might remember. And when people are affected by emergencies, obviously there's the kind of initial getting through the emergency, but then as we look to support people to recover and communities to recover, there are often all sorts of financial issues that can arise for people. You've lost documents, you're in a bit of debt because you've had to pay for things and emergency accommodation and all sorts of issues like that. You've lost your house, but you're still paying your mortgage, or, what do you do about your rent? Or you're trying to repair your home and you can't afford that. There's all sorts of really difficult financial issues that can arise for people. So financial counselling is a really important service to help people get back on their feet and get back on track after an emergency. So, after the October flood event last year, the government allocated additional money to support local community agencies to support people with financial counselling. So if anybody is listening and they're in that situation, please know that there are specialist financial counselling services available to help you if you've been a flood victim. And we also have had that in the past for bushfire victims and, as I said, for the storm victims. And also there's actually support for renters who have been impacted by those emergencies as well. through a service called Tenancy Stress Victoria, and they offer both renting support and financial counselling support to renters who have been affected by that emergency also.
Nicole, if I mean, this is a really important chat. If anyone does want more information on this, can they visit the consumer website?
Yeah, so we do have information about how to access financial counselling on our website, which regular listeners will know is, you know, consumer.vic.gov.au, or again, if in doubt, the National Debt Helpline, ndh.org.au is a good place to go as well.
Nicole Rich, great to chat with you. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you, Warren.
Thank you. That is Nicole Rich, the Director of Consumer Affairs, Victoria.
Joy Drive. We ask the questions so you don't have to.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.